Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Walls into center field. Colt Cowser, who homered to give the Orioles the lead, makes the catch to end the game.
Sure. It's a huge help, but I don't feel like we haven't been confident. I feel like, you know, even going back to 18 games under 500, I feel like there's been some belief. I think it's obvious that as you get inch closer and win more games at this point, especially against one of the better teams in baseball right here, the belief picks up a little bit. So I've never walked in there and felt like anybody felt like they were out of it. They've had belief from day one.
That's Tony Mancelino. First, sound courtesy of Masson. One of the questions, Ed, I've been asking about is the biggest question is, what's the difference in the Orioles locker room? Winning. Good. That's it.
Charlie
Winning
Sheen.
That's the biggest difference in the locker room. Stop trying to write your Disney movie. This is not the sequel of the movie Miracle baseball version. No, it's not. Winning. Guys are healthy now, and now they're winning. That's the difference in the clubhouse. And there's no magic, no secret ingredient. And then I know you guys want a narrative because that's what sports has become. Yeah. Sports has become a soap opera. You know what I mean? It's All My Children. It's General Hospital on dirt, on ice.
I'm glad you said that because, like, there was one thing I was pissed off about the past 2 days is that Kobe Mayo's not in the lineup. And I understood Mancelino said, hey, we're trying to win games, and I felt like this was the best. I get it, but, like, the guy just had his best weekend ever. Get him in there to play first base or DH or whatever. I know they had said DH in last night. There's another way to finagle that and make that work, but I want his bat in the lineup. This is the time to take a look at this kid and see what he is, or at least have an idea.
I don't think he's the future for him. I'm starting to get that impression. I hope he is, but I don't get when Gunner came up, they put him in the lineup. When Adley came up, they put him in the lineup. When Cowser came up, they put him in the lineup. Jackson Holliday in the lineup.
Yeah, but even Jackson Holliday wasn't playing every day.
Well, he was horrible. I mean, he was absolutely – they didn't put him in because they were concerned about his confidence.
But Gunner was rough when he came up, and they played him every day. So because they knew what type of player he was. They should have known what type of player Jackson was as well.
It wasn't knowing what kind of player he was. It was the mental state. Guys handle failure differently. Jackson Holliday handled his struggles way different than Gunnar Henderson. So Gunner gave you the impression that he could play through it. Jackson Holliday, we were a little more concerned about him because he had so much hype around him and so many people from the national media was beating him up. You heard Mancelino allude to that last week. Gunner didn't have that kind of scrutiny, national scrutiny on him, even though he was well-hyped, not like Jackson Holliday. So they took him out to protect him from himself.
Whether you're hitting Dylan Carlson last or Kobe Mayo, I'd rather see Mayo out there. I'm sorry.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just giving you a reason. I'm giving speculation. I don't think it doesn't appear they put him or see him on the same level as that last wave because those guys were playing come hell or high water.
Can I tell you something that Jacob Calvin Meyer put out? It might make it go from 6 to midnight just a little bit. Aaron Judge home run rate this season is 8.2%, which is just ridiculous, right?
Right.
Sam Bassaio's is 8.6% in AAA this year. He had another one last night. The guy just he is hitting bomb after bomb after bomb.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can't wait for him to get here. And I
can't wait to see what he's. I can't wait to see what he can do against major league pitching.
Yeah.
Because it's this, you know, this sounds too good to be true.
And if he comes up and they let him play through his struggles, then that kind of confirms what you, you know, think about this. Stowers weren't allowed to play through his struggles. Kerstad, you know, these guys aren't allowed to play through their struggles like some of these other guys who are still on the major league roster right now. The Orioles are 112 out of the last 17. It took them 55 games to win 19 previously. It's a different.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball team hit.
Yeah, it's definitely different. What is it? It literally is a different baseball team because you have different players. So, I mean, it's not like you're saying, metaphorically, it's a different team now. No, this is a different baseball team. Think about it. I mean, look at what Westbrook's doing.
Yeah.
Look what Dylan Carlson's doing.
I mean, look, and this isn't.
Did Carlson go 3-for-4 last night?
Yeah.
Yep.
And this isn't me, like, again, I want people to understand, like, Dylan Carlson's playing great right now.
Yeah.
But they're in this weird position of, we have to find out what our prospects are. We have to win. And they've dug a hole. And I understand, like, front office, even manager, like, you're trying to win games. But you can't sit here and tell me that we shouldn't see this guy at least get opportunities to play every day. Like, I just watched Kierstead's playing right field. He made some diving catch. I don't know if it's another right fielder, if the guy has to dive, but made it look really good.
Yeah.
But, you know, we need to find out who these guys are, because if you're gonna covet and hold on to all your prospects, we'll play them at the major league level and see.
Yeah.
We got to win now. F them kids.
Yeah. Well, then trade them if that's the case. If you're not gonna play them, then move them.
I'm with you. He's on the major league roster. We'll see if he's in the lineup today. I just, you know, to me, just reading the tea leaves tells me, you're not given the same opportunities as rookies that we've seen before you, so maybe you're not held to the same regards. Now, again, that's just speculation. It's only based on what I saw in the past. You know, Gunner came up in a year, 2023, where they weren't expected to win also. So they did. They won a lot of games that year. They're coming off a very good 2022, but the expectations weren't as high. Last year, Couser, the expectations were pretty high. Coming off a team that won over 100 games. So the expectations were high for that team, and yet he played every day, and he struggled early. And if I'm not mistaken, he struggled a little bit later as well. But he was in the lineup every day. Kobe Mayo's not afforded that same opportunity. I thought last night it was good for me because, Dean Kramer looked like he didn't have his best stuff. His fastball at the beginning of the game, the velocity was down a couple of miles per hour. And he found his off-speed stuff. I love to see when pitchers battle themselves and come out with efforts like that.
Well, I mean, that's just it's the wherewithal to get through something. Like, we talked about Eflin, who clearly didn't have his best stuff two nights ago.
Right.
And you're going to see guys do this at times. Like, trying to remember who it was earlier this year. Like, you're watching one of the top-notch pitchers. Maybe it may have been Scuba in one of his starts. And he looked human, and you're going, oh, my God, how did that happen? Because every time I watch him pitch, he's just lights out. But you watch guys that sometimes they're not – if they don't have a pitch, Now you're eliminating something they can throw for a strike. It makes it really difficult. And that's when you got to try to get your pitch to that contact, get the ground balls, get the fly balls, and hope that you're not hitting BBs, you know, over the shortstop and second baseman's head.
Yeah, and last night, once again, they had the bullpen coming in, and they just been on fire. You take away, I mean, what they've done over the last, we did a stat yesterday on Masson, the last 13 games, they've been one of the best bullpens in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so weird. Things that we were complaining about early in the year now are not complaints anymore. I mean, the pitching's come around. The bullpen's looking good. People are hitting. Because when the pitching was good, the hitting was abysmal. Sometimes it was both the pitching and the hitting sucked. Now, they kind of it's been put together. I think it is. It does look like a different team. This is a team you expected to see when you started the season. The team that won 91 games last year and 101 the year before. Like, we were supposed to be right here, right now, doing exactly this.
And a good time to do it because the Yankees last night shut out for the third consecutive time a franchise record. And some of these teams, maybe they're starting to fall back down the earth in the American League.
Well, that's you were off on Monday, and it's a segment that I had set up that I wanted to talk about. But then Devers gets traded, and all these things are going on. And it's like, oh, and then we obviously talking Ravens. So, like, that segment got pushed to the side. But we touched on it a little bit, Rob. If you go look at the American League now, the way we were talking about the Central and the West is how you should be talking about the East. It's like everything kind of righted itself, and it's back to, hey, the AL East is still the best team or best division in the American League by far.
Yeah.
Four teams above 500. If you go look at the Central now, I think the Tigers are above 500. There's one other team that was hovering, but like the other three teams, all under 500. Out West, you're looking at the same stuff.
And we talked about this during maybe a couple of months ago. And I said I think the American League, someone pointed out the American League was down. I don't think it's down. I think it's beating up on one another. But, they'll all be right with the world by season's end, and the American League East will be the American League East.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.